Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelam. We're now in Masechet Shkalim in the Bavli printed edition. It's Daf Hey Amud Bet. This is the second podcast we're doing in the second parak, and it is on Mishnah or Halacha Gimel. Amachanes Ma'ot Ve'amar. Let's say you put together some coins and said, Hare Elu Lishikli. I'm putting these together for my shekel. If there's leftover, meaning you collected more coins than you needed for half shekel, the rest are kodesh, and go for nedavat. V'tilel omrim motaran chulin. V'tilel disagree and say whatever's beyond the half shekel amount is chulin. But if you said sha'avi mehan shikli, I will bring from them my shekel, shavin shemotar chulin. There, Beit Shammai agrees that the rest is chulin. Now, if you said elu l'chatati, put coins together, said this is for my chatat, shavin shemotan davai. Everybody agrees that if you put more money together than you needed, let's say, for a lamb, the rest is nedava. And if you had said she'avi mehen chatati, right, then shavin shemotar chulin, just like with the shekel, I'm going to bring from them my chatat, anything extra is chulin. You have to see the difference. Why Beit Hillel agrees with Beit Shammai in the first case of chatat, but not in shkalim. Okay, Amachanes Ma'ot Kule. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Ma Pligin, in what case are they disagreeing? Machanes Proterot. That's if you're putting one coin, another coin, you keep saying, Harelu Shikli. Well, Mer Elu, but if you're pointing to a mass of coins and say, these are for my shekel, call Amamodi Shamotar Ndava. Even Beit Hillel agrees, it's all Ndava, because you pointed to the whole group. Rabbi Chizkia, on the other hand, Rabbi Viva B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, he quotes Rabbi Elazar with a different tradition. Ma pligin uchanes protrot. Again, the disagreement is only when you're putting in one coin at a time. Aval be'omer elu, when you say elu, kol amod isha motar chulin. Everybody agrees that the rest is chulin. So I'm Rabbi Chizkia, manita messiah le Rabbi Beivai. He says, I've got support for the tradition that I quoted, that the rest is chulin. Because I'm Rabbi Shimon, ma ben shkalim l'chatat. Why do we say in the next Mishnah, why are shkalim different than a chatat? Shashkalim yishtan kitzvah, chatat ten la kitzvah. Shkalim have a set amount, chatat, you could spend for a bigger lamb or a smaller lamb. So now, man and kayamin, what's the case that we're talking about? Im ba'omer shavim yehan shikli, I'm getting my shekel from there, kol amamodi shamotar chulin. Everybody agrees that the surplus is chulin, that's in the Mishnah. So im ba'omer shavim yehem chatati, and if on the other hand you said, I'm going to bring my chatat from here, kol amamodi shamotar davat. So then why say ma ben shkalim l'chatat? After all, everybody's on the same side here. Elakein anan kayam, in the case must be be'omer elu. Elu shikli, meaning that you put them all in together and then pointed to them. Shkalim, aydishik satavan min ha-Torah, since shkalim have a set amount from the Torah, machzer ha-shekel, motoran chulin, therefore the rest is chulin. Chatat, on the other hand, sheh, Adesha ein kitzvata min ha-Torah, there's no set amount. You can bring a big lamb, a small lamb, motara nidava, the rest is nidava. So you see that elu, the rest will be chulin. Meaning if you point to the mass of coins and say elu chat l'shikli, and there is a surplus, then the rest is chulin. So ma v'la Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, how do Rabbi Shimon Lakish answer this? Patala, and it should be really Rabbi Yosei. Meaning the first opinion, how would he answer that? Mechanes protrot kemet hilal. He'll say, what is the case when we say it's chul, and that's when you put them in one at a time, following Beit Hillel. All right, but he'll say that everybody would agree that if you had a mass of coins and pointed to them, that Beit Hillel would agree to Beit Shammai, the rest are in Deva. V'atani motar shkalim chulin. We have a Mishnah that says, surplus shkalim or chulin. So patalam chanes protor, Beit Hillel. That could again be the same thing, where you put in one at a time, and it's Beit Hillel. Tanina siri ta'ifa. In that same Mishnah it says motar asiri ta'ifa, meaning you're bringing flour for a poor man's chatat, and there's extra, then it's also chulin. The answer is the same thing. You're putting one at a time, and it's kebet hillel. So it'll be the same answer each time. Now, hamafaret mafrish shiklo. Now let's try a different take. Up until now, I've been talking about somebody who is absolutely chayav in shekel, and they put too much in. What happens if you set aside a shekel? So what's your chayav and sashi no chayav? You thought you were chayav. Turns out you're not chayav, because turns out that somebody already gave for you, let's say. Lo kadesh. Then it's not kadosh. Hamafrish shnayim. But let's say you put aside two. So what's your chayav shnayim? And you thought you were chayav twice. Yeah, you had to bring it for your son, let's say. And sashi no chayav alachad. It turns out that your son already brought his own. El to hasheni ma'at avilei. What's with the second one? Is it like thinking that you were chayav and finding out you weren't, in which case it's chulin, obomar elu. Is it more like saying elu, when you're pointing to a mass and saying the shekel and you overshot it, in which case it's all kodesh? Hifrish chatato savur shuchav and sashin chayav lo kidesha. And a parallel case, you set aside a chatat thinking you were mechal shabbat. Turns out that you weren't, then it's not kadosh. Hifrish shtayim, but let's say that you put aside two. Savur shuchav shtayim, you thought you did two different malachot, or you were chayav two different chataot. And sashin chayav lachat, turned out you only chayav once. Otashni amat avala, what do you do with the second chatat? Do you say, is it like the case where you thought you were chayav and you weren't, in which case it's not chul kodesh, or is it like setting aside just too much funds and in which case it's kodesh, and there is no answer, that's the end of the discussion. Next mishnah, my rabbi Shimon, ma ben shkalim l'chatat, we already saw this, al shkalim shel kitzva, chatat ein la kitzva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af the Shkalim and the Kitzvah Shkila, Shkalim don't have such a set amount. Shkshalu Yisom and Agolah Yushoklin Darkonot. They used to give a Darkon. Chazul Lishkol Slaim, then they gave more. Chazul Lishkol Tvaim, then they went down to a Teva. Chazul Lishkol Dinar, and then they wanted to give a Dinar, which was a half of a Torah Shekel. And then, of course, they couldn't. So in other words, you could have a set amount that is more than the half Shekel, and we all give that, but you can't go below. So he says, therefore, the value also fluctuates. Nonetheless, yad kulam shava. Nonetheless, in any given year, everybody's giving the same amount. In any given year or any given day, one guy might bring a thin lamb, and the other guy may bring a fat lamb, and the other guy may bring a very fat lamb. Okay, in the Gemara, what we call dinarim. Slaim, that's kishoman, selah. Shlishkol tivin, what's that? Palgesilin, half a selah. Shlishkol dinarin is kartin, which is really a quarter, exactly what it sounds like, which is therefore half of a half shekel. Loki bluane, they didn't accept it minhada. Why? They accepted the obligation to give a third of a shekel, which comes out to machzir a shekel of the Torah, every year for the upkeep of the mikdash. Rabbi Chilke b'shem Riach, Hamikdash Adam Tzorich L'Shalei Shiklo. Says this is how you learn that you should give your tzedakah in thirds. Shalosh Pam Mishana, Mikdash Adam Chayav Achrayut Shiklo Shloshav Pam Mishana, and you Chayav for the Achrayut of it. Make sure to gets there. Mikdash Shein Matvichil Al Tzibur Yatam Shloshav Pam Mishana, and you don't do fundraising more than three times a year. Rabbi Mikdash Shalosh Sein, Mikdash Shalosh Kupon, Mikdash Shalosh Afrashot. So this is also an allusion, as we'll see, in the fourth parak, to the three baskets and the three smaller baskets, and the fact that it's done three times, the truma is done three times. Okay, Steve, there we have a little agada. Zeyitnu kol v'al pkudim, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Nechemya. Chanamar lefi shechatu b'machzit hayom. Why is it a machzit shekel? Since they sinned at midday, the famous drush of Boshesh, and that was the egel, yitnu machzit shekel, the hashekel, they have to give a half shekel. Chanamar, the other one said, lefi shechatu b'sheish sha'ot, since they sinned at 6 hours, yitnu machzit hashekel. David Shita Garmasin, it's made up of 6 garmasin, a smaller coin. They violated the 10 dibrot, Avorazar. So remember, 20 gera make up a shekel, so a half shekel is 10 gera. And they sold Yosef for 20 silver pieces. That's why Pidyon HaBen was set at 5 shekel, which is 20 pieces of kesef. Every one of them, therefore, got 2 kesef, because 10 brothers. That's why you have to give a half shekel, the same amount comes out. So it brings it back to an explanation for the mitzvah of machatzit hashekel. Okay, the next piece, the next mishnah, which is halacha hey, or perhaps halacha dalad in some of the printed version. Motar shkalim chulin. Surplus shkalim go to chulin. Motar siritayfa, motar kinei zavim, kinei zavod, kinei yoldot, chataot, vashemot, but the surplus, which is, if a person is bringing a korban chatat of different sorts, birds or animals, the surplus is motaran edavah, goes in the vazah, kol koshu ba l'shem chatat, mishu hashma, if it's coming for sin offering, motaran edavah, shkalim are on the other hand a donation, so therefore the rest is chulin. meaning if you gave too much. Tashkul chulin. Amar Rabbi Yosa ad anataman. When I was in Bavel, Shamit Kal Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rabbi Yehuda ask Shmuel from Bavel. We're used to in the Babli hearing conversations in Tveria being brought to Bavel. Here the opposite. He frishiklo mate. What happens if a guy sets aside his shekel and then he dies? What happens to it? Amarlehi plin dava. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda it goes to the dava. Motar su taifashalo. What happens if a kohen sets aside asiri taifa? And then he dies. This is motar, meaning it's not asiri taifa of a mincha, but rather asiri taifa of the mincha tchinuch or chavitei kohen gadol, and the kohen had extra. It's bring the money to Yom Melach. Goes to Dava. Manita pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our bright, our mitzvah supports Rabbi Elazar, because says motar shkalim chulin, motar asiri taifa, motar kinei zavim, kinei zavod, kinei yodon, chatar shamon, motar in Dava, and it lists asiri taifa. So how would Rabbi Yochanan? How would Rabbi Yochanan answer? Pata la motar asiri taifa shem minchat chotei shel kol Yisrael. He says our mishnah is talking about a minchat chotei of a regular Jew, in which case it goes to the Benedava, and the Shav Kohen would go to the Yom HaMelech Asur Bana'ah, because of course Minchat Kohen is all burned up. Motar Ola Le Ola. Let's say you set aside money for an Ola, you had extra, it goes to an Ola. This, by the way, is Mishnah Vav. In some printed versions, it's a continuation of Hey, and in some versions of the Talmud, it's a continuation of Dalet. Motar ola le ola, motar mincha le mincha, motar shlamim le shlamim. So that's easy. Any money set aside for any of those korbanot, the surplus goes to the same kind of korban. Motar pesach shlamim, we saw that in Pesachim. Motar nizirim le nizirim. If you had set aside money for korbanot nizirim, it goes to other nizirim. Motar nazir le nedava. But extra money set aside for one particular nazir goes for a nedava. Now, Yochanan Amar. Al da Allah Ali Abba Barba de Inun Amrin. Menachem Pesach Mishtane L'Shem Shlamim. So he brought from Bavel this Abba Bar Abba, and it was Shmuel's father, came to Eretz Yisrael, and he brought this Shmuel from Bavel. Menachem Pesach Mishtane L'Shem Shlamim. How do we know that Pesach becomes a Shlamim after Pesach? Meaning you have extra money for the Pesach. In the parsha of Shlamim, it says, if your korban is from Tzon, kol shuba minatzon ba Shlamim, meaning anything that comes from the flock is Shlamim, and Pesach comes from the flock. So our challenge to the Babylonian interpretation is, well, the korban Olah comes from Tzon too. The answer is, the Rashi about Olah minatzon. It has to be something that comes only from the Tzon, like Pesach. Olah can be from the herds. From the cows. Hatibun Hare Hasham, and Hasham has to be from the flock. It's a ram. Ungun Barakana Minatzon. Shma mi kolatzon. I mean, it has to be something that could come from any flock, goat or sheep, right? And so Hasham Shna Ba'alam min ha'ilim bevad, as opposed to an Hasham has to be a ram. Cholatatamar mi lirbot. Everywhere else we say that the word min is lirbot. V'hachatamar mi lemaet. Here it's b'maet. It is a mute here because it's saying, meaning, normally the mem is seen as exclusive. And here you're making it inclusive. Minatzon, minatzon, kolatzon. No, it isn't exclusive because it's cutting out asham that only comes from rams. The same phrasing we use for shlamim is used for an olah. So if you have extra Pesach money, it should be an Ola. So one answer is, Pesach is eaten, Shlamim is eaten. We're not going to take it to Ola, which is not eaten. Yosef Rabbi Boon, he has a parallel thing, Shem Kodshim Kalim, Shem Kodshim Kalim, Shem Kodshim Kalim, Shem Kodshim Kodshim. Pesach is Kodshim Kalim, and so is Shlamim, as opposed to Ola, which is Kodshim Kodshim. Before Rabbi Chanina made Aliyah, when he came up, the Inun Amrin, he quoted in Bavel, saying, Pesach Shtanel L'Shem Shlamim, Elim Ken Shachto L'Shem Shlamim. Only if you shechted it L'Shem Shlamim, it becomes a Shlamim. V'ani Omer, Afilu Shachto L'Shem Ola. And Rabbi Hanina said, that's what they said, but my opinion is, even if you shechted it, l'shem olah. I'm Rabbi Ila, Tamed Rabbi Yochanan, what's his reason? Sorry, it's Rabbi Yochanan who said it's even olah. So I'm calling Zevach Shlamim, kol shu Zevach ba Shlamim. Any stam Zevach is a Shlamim. Shtanel l'machshava, l'machshava p'sul. What happens if you have an inappropriate thought, like a pigul thought, when you're doing this Pesach l'shem Shlamim? So hey Chavida, what's that we're talking about? Shchato l'shem olah, l'zok tamo l'machar. So you shechted a Pesach l'shem olah with an intent of pigul, you're going to zuk at the dam tomorrow. Is it pigul or not? If you say that it becomes perfectly a shlamim, and it's 100% shlamim, then that means that your intent for pigul is a pigul. But if you say it's not really a shlamim, and it's sort of pasul, then that means lo karev matir kmitzvato, and therefore it's not a full pigul, and then it's simply pasul. Now, lishma v'lishalo lishma b'shari mot hashana. What happens if any other time of year you take a Pesach, and you shecht it lishma v'shalo lishma? Meaning, the first you did it l'shem Pesach, and then l'shem Shlamim. Amun Rav Chia b'shem Rav Shmuel Rabba. In l'shem nasak shorto l'shem shlo l'shem mishtika. He said, since there is no such thing as l'shem Pesach any other time of year, therefore it's as if you did it silently, and therefore for kasher. Amar b'mekein hu afilu shachto l'shem l'zoktam shlo l'shem yasem yishav yishana k'shachto l'shem shlo l'shem v'yei kasher. So even if you shechted it lishmo, and at that time you said, and I'm going to do zrikat adam shalo lishmo, according to you, it still should be kasher, because there is no shame. Who says that if you do it silently, it's kasher? Maybe you have to have an affirmative statement of proper zrika. So who says that that's going to be kasher? Alright, chista amar, v'hu shekerah chatato basof. This is now picking up on Motar Nazir Len Dava. The previous discussion tailed off where it did. In the Mishnah, we learned that the rest of a Nazir's Korban, the surplus, goes to the Dava. It says that's only if you didn't bring the Chatat yet. But if you brought the last thing with Shlamim, then Motar and Shlamim, then the rest goes to other Shlamim. Zura, filu kevu shlamim basof. He disagrees. No matter what order it's in, halacha achati, but nazir shtei motaran dava. There's a halacha. One halacha across the board, doesn't matter the order, that the surplus goes to the dava. Manita messiah l'dein, manita messiah l'dein. We have a bright to supporting each position. Rav Chista and Rav Zura. Nita messiah l'Rav Zura. Filu en ma'ot stumin, kol shedmei chataot mitot muravot ba'an, rafilu v'frish dmei chataot mitot mitocha, ma'ot stumin hen. That we say that any money that's set aside for Korban Nazir is called Ma'ot Stumim, meaning it's not explicated as to where it goes, and therefore it's all in the Dava. And therefore we don't care about the order. We have a bright that says that if you put some aside for Chatat and some for the rest of the Korbanot, the Asham and the Olan Shlamim, there's Me'ila only if the whole thing was not designated. But if someone's designated, then there is no mi'ilah, because some of it's shlamim, which means the shlamim is set aside separately. We don't say that if he dies, it all comes in dava. So now, Rav Chista amar motar lachmo shel nazir yerakev. What if the nazir brought the breads for the nazir, and he brought extra? He said, that extra has to be rot, has to let rot. Nothing you can do with it. V'yosef yehut, Rav Yosef says, of course. You can't bring that bread by itself. There's no such thing as bread bought by itself without a korban like todar nazir. To bring it with another korban nazir, every other nazir comes with its own lechem, and you can't anon. Therefore, you had to say that if there's extra, it has to just rot. Sarin meimar, they thought who motar lachmo, who motar nesachav. We thought the same halacha applied to extra wine for nesachim as to extra bread. We thought so. Yosef Rabbi Yivun, motar nesachav kotche kotchim inun v'yivun dava. He says, no, if you have extra nesachim, that's kotche kotchim, and it goes to nedava. Hadat Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yivun, but according to that opinion, Shmuel Rav Chista Rabbi Lazar shloshtan amru davar achad, a page out of Abaye's playbook. Shmuel and Rav Chista Rabbi Lazar all said the same thing. What's that? Motar nedava. Rav Chista ahan dahacha. We saw Rav Chista already. According to this, Shmuel da Amar Rabbi Yasar Ana Tamash might call Rabbi Yehuda Shal Shmuel and Frish to call Meir Marley Plun Dava. The fact that Shmuel taught Rabbi Yehuda, if a guy set aside his shekel and he died, it goes to the Dava. said, and we just saw it, that if you said that a Kohen set aside his Asirita Ifa and then died, the surplus goes Linadava. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with a short podcast to complete our study of the second paragraph. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.